Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Robin Roberts, and the Michael K. Show starts right now. Take it away, Michael, Don, and Peter.
Thank you, Robin, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show, Friday, March 3rd, 2023. Kay, LeGreco, Rosenberg, and you until 7 o'clock.
That's right.
When Daniel Craig will take you to the weekend, and we're ready to roll. We've got the Knicks in the Heat tonight, and we'll break that down a little bit more. But Jordan Ronan, who covers the Giants for us, just tweeted out that the deadline to put a franchise tag on a player is Tuesday. So we're getting down to the nitty-gritty with Daniel Jones. And Ronan says that there is progress in the talks, and that the deal will be done in all likelihood. There will be a four at the beginning of the number. And I'm not doing this to get a reaction. I'm just doing this because I'm puzzled. I don't see. I know free agency is when you become available, and you know a carton of eggs is what, $4. You have to have it. If you have to have eggs, you got to pay for it. You have to have a quarterback, you have to pay for it. I'm sorry, right, everybody. I don't see Daniel Jones in that way. Off that 1 year when he threw 15 touchdowns, I don't see it, man. I don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm willing to be convinced I'm wrong, Don. But this guy for $40 million a year?
Well, you offered him $38 a year, reportedly.
Right.
So if you go 5 years, $190 to 5 years, $200, if you're willing to go to 38, you're not going to go to 40?
No. That's a perfect point. But can you really, first as a guy who has a talk show, second as a longtime Giant fan, can you wrap your mind around Daniel Jones making $40 million a year?
No, but can you wrap your mind around him making $38 million? It's crazy. You need a starting quarterback. You don't want to be the Jets. You don't want to be the Panthers. You don't want to be the Saints, you know, chasing
after
quarterbacks.
But is he that guy? Is he that guy?
Like, do you know that you're done chasing just because you get the deal done with him?
Right.
That's the question. You don't know that it's over because you feel confident that you have the guy. You feel good about it.
Do you really?
Well, no. You feel good.
He was good.
Emphasis, yeah. Exactly. Emphasis on good, not great.
Right, but you offered him 38, according to reports. So, right. So why wouldn't you go to 40? If they had offered him 25 to 30, this would be outrageous. But if they're willing to go to 38, any good negotiator knows there's going to be some wiggle room. So if it's got a 4 in front of it, to me, all right, I can live with 40. I told you that from the very beginning. I'd have to swallow hard, but you know what? I'll do it because they have a quarterback. He had a good year last year. Could be better if they get him some weapons. I like this coaching staff. I like the fact that they made it to the second round of the playoffs. That means something to me. As a fan, what do I care how many touchdowns, how many interceptions? If you're winning double-digit games and you're winning playoff games, I mean, that's the battle, right? So, and you feel like you can do that. So if that 190 for 5 years was a real offer, then I guess you go to 5 years, 200. But I'll tell you that if I'm Joe Shane, I say, listen, take it or leave it. If you don't take my 5 years, 200, you're going to be franchised. And if he allows that to happen, then he needs to be checked for CTE because he's out of his mind. If he is not going to take $40 million a year and he's going to risk playing a whole season under a franchise tag, which would only clear him $29 million because it's a $32 million cap hit, $29 million in his pocket, and risk it for what? What does he want, 50? Even if he wants 45, you wouldn't take the bird in the hand? You'd risk a whole season under the franchise tag of having a terrible season, have an injury, and lose what could be a very lucrative contract.
Well,
he'd be out of his mind.
Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News is reporting that Jones's agents want 45 a year.
All right.
So, But along your thinking, Don, oh, they offer 38. Well, if it's up to 40, well, what's 40? It becomes silly money.
Well,
and listen, I don't begrudge any athlete as much money as they can get. I don't begrudge Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, Aaron Judge, LeBron James. All I'm saying is you're locking this guy in for 5 years at unbelievable money, and maybe it's me. Please, everybody, jump me if you like. I don't see an unbelievable player. I don't see an unbelievable player. He had a nice year, and they won a lot of close games against a fairly easy schedule, which you can't hold it against them. And then when they played a real big boy team, they got slapped around in the postseason. So is he great? Because to me, if you're paying a guy $45 million a year, and I know the price of quarterbacks keeps going up, you better be great. I don't see great yet in Daniel Jones. Maybe they project it. But again, that's on them again, and we always come back to this. Could they have been that far off in their assessment of him? Because now they wouldn't be worried about this right now. They'd be paying him $18 million next year if they picked up his fifth-year option. So that's the rare drop that we've seen from Joe Shane and company. Because now you got to pay this guy over 40 for 15 touchdowns in the air and 7 touchdowns running?
They're expecting more.
I guess they are.
But again, we've all said, Don, they're expecting more with good reason, but we also don't know what he's going to look like when there are more weapons and he's throwing the ball 35
times.
Right,
but my overall point is everything Michael is saying is a moot point if they really offered him 38 a year. So what? It's negligible. If you're willing to go to 38, why wouldn't you go to 40 to get it done?
Well, not to be a jerk, but when you're dealing with a hard cap, every million counts. And we had heard over and over, Joe Shane is a line in the sand guy. This is the, like you had said earlier in the week, 190, 4 years, either take it or leave it.
Right.
And they didn't do that. And now, if you're believing the report by Jordan Ron on that, they're capitulating. So you're going to keep capitulating. What, is it going to go up to 42? So then you're paying him $4 million more than you wanted to.
No, but at some point, you obviously, when you're in negotiations, even though Peter has pointed out I'm terrible at it, but. Really, negotiation 101 is you make an offer, and then if it's not a drop dead offer, then you're admitting I'm willing to go a little bit over this.
Right.
So what I would do is I could say, all right, I'll go to 40, but that's it. Take it or leave it. You know, Tuesday you got to sign a franchise tag. You call them up, say, listen, here's the deal: 5 years, $200 million, $40 million a year. Yes or no? Right now. If you say no, you're franchised. I think he would be nuts to allow himself to be franchised.
And here's the little love triangle that's going on that's really helping Daniel Jones. The fact that he and Saquon are free at the same time. Because if you do play hardball with Jones, and Jones knows this, and you franchise him, you're as good as gold losing Saquon Barkley. The only way you're keeping Saquon Barkley is to put the franchise tag of, I think it's $10.1 million on him. But if you put the franchise tag on Daniel Jones, not only do you submarine your cap, which has about $50 million available right now, so if you sign him at 32.5, that means you have $17.5 million to try to fill all those holes, and you are not going to spend any of that on a running back. So the fact that they're both free at the same time, that they didn't pick up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones, has put them in this conundrum. And I think that Jones and his agency, Athletes First, is playing an incredibly high-stakes game of chicken because they know there's so much for the Giants to fix. And if they franchise Jones, it really, really kneecaps them. It really does. That's and then they can't get Barkley.
That's why he's nuts to allow himself to be franchised if you're Jones, because don't you want Barkley? Don't you want him as one of your weapons?
Well, I think he does. That's why he thinks he has major leverage. And I think he knows the Giants want Barkley. They haven't been shy about that, although they're much more bullish on Daniel Jones than Barkley when they talk publicly.
Clearly. Well, because you're going to be more bullish on a quarterback than a running back. Running back's expendable. A quarterback's not. But he loses his leverage because this is going to be a bet-on-yourself season if he takes the franchise tag.
And then you're betting on yourself without a lot of weapons.
Right.
Because they don't have the money to do it.
And you just lost Saquon Barkley, and now I've got to go out and get weapons with about like $17 million of available cap space, and I'm going to need all of that to try to have the monster season and go out there and throw 30 touchdown passes, 5 picks, go to the championship game and ask for 50. That's why, and God forbid you can get hurt, or the Giants sign the wrong players, or we find out that last year was Fugazi with the tougher schedule and they don't make the playoffs. There's just too much working against them. Like, I feel bad for the kid. I'd love him to be able to make all the money that he wants to. If this was baseball, if this was a non-cap sport, you know, pay him whatever you want to pay him. It doesn't matter. But in a cap sport, it matters to the Giants, but it also should matter to him. And $200 million over 5 years, to me, is more than fair. More than fair. And if he's willing to risk it all for a $5 million a year bump, then he's out of his mind. You can want anything you want. You know, I want my agent to have me, like, have my own office and make $1 billion a year. But what's realistic, Michael? If you're Daniel Jones, are you willing to risk it all for $5 extra million?
Now, you know what? It's hard to really criticize him because, to be honest, his agency that he switched to is there to get him the most money. He's sitting back and waiting to see how it unfolds until he forces their hand and he does make them franchise him. Then he could be an absolute evil genius right now. He's going to get what he wants or as much as he could and then sign it. But if when we get on the air on Tuesday and if they have franchised him, then it's time to rip him. Now, you could do whatever you want. You could ask for whatever you want, but you also have to be somewhat rational at some point. And by taking the franchise tag, you're leaving all that most of the guaranteed money on the table, and you're losing your running back, who's your best buddy. So we'll see. So it's hard to rip him right now, but I will say this. His agency could ask for whatever it wants, but the guy that I look at, the guy that I watch the game, every single game, he's not a $45 million quarterback. He's just not. Now, you could say, well, what is, Michael? Patrick Mahomes is. Joe Burrow is a $45 million quarterback. Josh Allen is maybe Jalen Hurts becomes that. But Daniel Jones, off what we saw last year,
to me,
this is simply, Peter, it's simply timing. He's free when every team needs a quarterback, and the Giants just want to hold on to what they have. This is not, in my eyes, a great quarterback. I'm sorry.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it reminds you of the Cousins situation to some extent, except Cousins got lucky because Washington's indecisiveness, they continued to franchise him. By continuing to do it over two straight years, the overall price went up over that time.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time he got through with the second franchise, the number was at $30 million a year. By the way, crazy that we're talking about $10 million up. And I would argue, guys, I saw more from Cousins in those 2 years than I've seen from Daniel Jones so far, to be honest with you. But also, my question would be, guys, who's up next year? What would the price be after the franchise of a year for a year? If, in fact, he does have that year that you think now it's worth it to pay him
money. Well, you know what? Peter, that's a great point, and I think that's what his agency is considering. So if you're doing the Aaron Judge, we'll call it the Aaron Judge, and you're betting on yourself and he goes out and throws 40 touchdown passes, well, all of a sudden then Joe Burrow is going to sign his extension. Lamar Jackson is finally going to sign a contract of some sort, and then we're moving closer to Trevor Lawrence. I heard Bart Scott today on Bart and Hahn say that Trevor Lawrence might be the first $60 million a year quarterback. If his arc continues. So they're dragging Daniel Jones along for the ride just because he's a living, breathing quarterback that's not terrible.
Yeah, but you got to draw the line someplace. And I don't know what really – I understand it kind of the Giants do not want to franchise him for all the salary cap reasons, but you do get to keep him. You figure something out with the cap space that you do have, and you go out and then you see what you can do after next season. Rather than cave and give the guy $45 million,
can you imagine? Like Justin Herbert's going to be up too, right, Don?
Yeah,
he's probably rubbing his hands gleefully watching this all play out. Because I'm sorry, no disrespect meant to Daniel Jones at all. He's not in the same stratosphere as Justin Herbert.
But they're going to look at the fact that Los Angeles hasn't gone to the playoffs, and the Giants did, and they won a playoff game. I get that. And I do think his numbers will be better. I see a little bit more than you see, Michael. I'm probably if I had to weigh compared to the calls we'll probably take today, I'll probably side closer to you than some of the callers who think he's a future MVP. But I think with the right weapons and this coaching, he can grow into being a very good quarterback in this league. I don't think he'll ever be Mahomes. I don't think he'll ever be Allen. But could he be Eli? Could he be a quarterback that goes out there and is really good in the regular season but is money in the postseason? If they believe that, then I guess you do whatever you can to try to keep him at some point. But 45 to me, I wouldn't go a penny over 40.
It is interesting because nobody expected anything of the Giants last year or this past season. And I think that more of the credit goes to Daboll than any of the players, because what he instilled in them and made them got them into the playoffs. So, because it's almost like we're grading Daniel on a curve, because he'd been so bad
right
the previous 3 years and hurt that he was stout and played every game other than the last one, which they didn't want him to play, which was a smart move. He had 15 touchdowns and 7 TDs. Okay, great, stop. So to me, okay, he's a mid-range, he's a 15th, maybe the 15th, 14th quarterback, or Peter would say maybe the third table in his ballroom.
And Peter talk, that's right.
Right. So then he goes out and plays very well against the Vikings, and they beat the Vikings. Wow, nobody thought that was going to happen. Great, that's a check mark on his side. But he did nothing against the Eagles.
No.
Nothing. And great quarterbacks do great things against great teams. They have to. That's what makes them great. I mean, look what Mahomes did against a great Eagles team on a bad ankle. Now, I'm not comparing anybody to Mahomes. That's not fair. But all of that put together, you put all of that into the stew. 15 touchdowns, 7 on the ground. One really good game against the Vikings and one awful game against the Eagles. And that's $45 million a year. How's that calculate? And I'm willing to be convinced that I'm dead
right.
wrong.
Well, the only thing you're calculating is, you said, the timing. What do you do? What if they did decide to say, all right, we're done?
You could get Derek Carr for, he wants $35 million a year. Again, do you think Derek, let me ask you, Don, do you think Derek Carr is better than Daniel Jones?
Right now, yes. Do I think that with the right weapons and the coaching, can Jones end up being every bit as good or better? Yeah, I think, and that's what you pay contracts for, right?
Okay,
think somebody's
okay, so Derek Carr with the coaching of Brian Daboll, how good could he be?
I don't know how they feel about him. We talked so much about how do we know the Giants didn't give him the fifth-year option. We didn't know how they felt about Jones. Well, now, if those reports are correct, they think he's worth $38 million. Now, you could disagree with it, Michael, but they think he's worth $38 million a year. What's the difference? 38 to 40, as opposed to now going out and getting into the quarterback sweepstakes, where you could be in the same conversation we said about the Jets, where the music stops and you land on Ryan Tannehill.
Right.
Or Jacoby Brissett. You know, so you got the guy, you're comfortable with him, he's a really good kid, he's a nice face for your franchise, doesn't get in any trouble, doesn't cause any problems, goes out there and does everything he's told to do. They drafted him, not this regime, but the previous one, because they thought they saw Eli Manning. If they believe at 38, then I'll ask you again, Michael, if you're going to go to 38, why not 40?
That's
but
true, but you're not going to give him 45.
No, I would call his agency and say, here's the offer, 5 years, 200, take it or leave it. If you leave it, we're going to franchise you on Tuesday. Best of luck. I'll wait for your phone call.
Well, but by the way, Don, that to me is sort of the line. If they were to not be good with that and still legitimately basically be offended and think he's truly worthy of above 40, you're dealing with someone who's out of his mind. As cool and normal as he seems,
right.
And he's either greedier than we thought or actually not seeing clearly. That would be, because to me, it's a genius. It could end up looking like a genius play by him and his agency. Because,
right.
Like, Don, let's suppose that what Don's saying right now is sort of the mentality of the organization. They found a way through negotiation to get them to the number they eventually wanted to land on, which was 40. That would be great. If they get there and are like, no, we'll take the franchise tag, then we know they're nuts.
No,
that's
it.
So here's the contrast between he and Herbert, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Herbert's made 49 starts. He's thrown 94 TDs, 35 interceptions, and 96.2 rating with a dysfunctional franchise. And the Giants were dysfunctional before Shane and Daboll, too. Jones has made 53 starts. He's thrown 34 fewer touchdown passes. He's got 60 TDs. One fewer interceptions. He's got 34, and his passer rating is 10 points lower than Herbert's. So what's Herbert going to get? 55? Again, it's all a function of when you're free.
It's all a function of when you're free, and also I think it's kind of unfair to compare Daniel Jones' stats to other quarterbacks, because we're really basing Daniel Jones on this year.
Is his coaching, what scares me, though.
His
you know
coaching,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but his coaching before this year was like Henry Winkler in Waterboy. All right, so I don't know what he could have done.
That man was brilliant, Don.
He's a brilliant actor. Funny.
No, no, when he finally got his bearings about him, he was an innovator.
Well, I'm talking about pre-bearings.
Okay.
All right? So you look at it this year, and you extrapolate it out. And by the Giants' offer, it sounds like they extrapolate out to if we get this kid weapons, he's going to throw consistently for 4,500 yards. He's going to complete close to 70% of his passes. He's going to throw north of 20 touchdowns, and he's going to run for 10 more. That's what we're willing to pay. That's what they're looking at. So forget anything he did prior to that, because now he's got the coach, and I like this combination. I do. So you don't think with weapons he can't grow those stats? 15-5 can't go to, 23-7? 3,200 yards can't go to 4,200 yards? 7 rushing touchdowns can't go to 10? Tell you, it better.
It better.
I mean, that's, by the way, what you're saying is still pretty modest, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's not a great quarterback.
Relative to the money you're talking about?
It's not 40 touchdowns.
I mean, yeah, it's a tough spot, man. It's a tough spot.
And, you know, we all complain and worry. You know, we'll talk about the Jet quarterback situation as we move along.
A lot there, too.
$58 million for Rodgers. Well, if Daniel Jones is getting 40-something million, that's a bargain, Aaron Rodgers, at $58 million. I'm sorry, it is. There's no comparison.
Yeah, but I guess what the agent would tell you is, listen, it by the time this contract gets to year two, year three, it's going to look like a bargain. Because what Bart Scott said is true, and Trevor Lawrence is on the verge of, in a couple of years, assigning a $60 million contract. It is possible that everything goes well with Daniel Jones, and they start winning, and he becomes Eli Manning. 3 years from now, we may look and go, wow, we're getting Daniel Jones at $45 million. Trevor Lawrence is making 60, and
Chiefs
Mahomes
now
renegotiated his contract to make 65. That's what his agent would tell you.
And the Chiefs right now are thrilled with the contract they got Mahomes on. Remember, he was given $500 million. We all rolled our eyes. He's a bargain now.
Yeah.
Bargain. But you've got to be right, Don. The Chiefs knew what they had. Do the Giants really know what they have here, that they're willing to invest that kind of cake? I don't know. I think it's still a roll of the dice. Let's check out Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Irish Whiskey. Nets and the Celtics, 7:30 start, 7 o'clock pregame on YES. Knicks in the Heat, big Friday nighter down in Miami, 8 o'clock start. We'll have it right here at 7:30 with the pregame, 8 o'clock the tip, and the Devils and the Golden Knights in Vegas. That's a 10 p.m. start. That's Game Time. It's brought to you by Tullamore Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy Tullamore the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's telly time. Please enjoy responsibly.
Michael, if you don't mind, as we go to break here, I just wanted to say farewell to a listener of ours, Dipperstein's uncle, Larry Sherman, who lived in Jersey, was a huge Mets fan, listened to our show every single day. He passed away yesterday. Oh. And just wanted to show love to him and his family. Dip always told me how much he got a kick out of the show and was so on it every single day. So just wanted to say rest easy to Larry Sherman.
Yep, our condolences for sure.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Talking about Daniel Jones, there's reports that they're closer, but they have to get the deal done by Tuesday. That's the deadline for franchising a player. And our very own Jordan Ronan is saying that the deal is going to start with a four. Now, unless he gets them for $4 million, I think Shane capitulated a little bit more than he wanted. So let's see what you're saying. Let's go to Jimmy in Staten Island. Jimmy.
Guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, if this guy gets tagged, it's the stupidest decision by both sides. The stupidest decision, because we will not be able to help this team, and we have a tougher schedule next year, and we will definitely take a step back. So they got to give him a contract where maybe after the first 2 years, they can get out of it where it doesn't kill us on the cap and we could get rid of him after 2 years, pick money up front, because they're not sure yet about this guy. Neither am I. I'm hoping he's the guy, but I just don't understand what he's thinking. And I'll tell you the truth. I'm getting tired of all these average quarterbacks eating up salary cap and even the good ones. I am so tired of these quarterbacks taking over this league. I wish they go back to the old rules where they could rip their heads off during the games, because I am getting tired of it. They treat them like prima donnas. I am so tired of it. This one position just makes me sick sometimes.
Yeah, it chews up a lot. It chews up a lot of the cap. It really does. Now, it's almost the same percentage as it's always been, Don and Peter, because the cap keeps going up. I mean, they've got gambling money coming in. They've got new television money coming in. So it's a league that prints money, and it's always like a percentage of the cap goes to the quarterback. And since the cap is going up, the percentage stays the same, but the money goes up.
And I got, again, I have no problem with that, but I think you need to do more than just having one good year and the timing of it that would all of a sudden put you in this kind of stratosphere.
Right.
I mean, there's got to be some logic behind it, you know?
Let's go to Andrew in Queens. Andy.
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
So, I'm good. I appreciate it. I kind of agree with both of you guys, honestly. I mean, in a sense where I don't think he's a $45 million quarterback. So, I mean, I get it. You want to try to keep the team in touch as much as you did last year. But honestly, what's stopping them from letting Daniel Jones walk? Bring back Saquon Barkley, bring in a guy like, Baker Mayfield for a couple years, draft the quarterback that they want to be the guy for the future, and just roll. Because if you franchise him, like you said, you're handicapping yourself for next year. If you give him a $45 million deal and he turns into a lemon, or, you know, this past year was, you know, the exception, then you're stuck with him for another five or so years at $45 million. It seems like a lose-lose situation, the fact that now he wants this much money. And, you know, I get it. Like, the Giants had success last year, but look at all the games that they could have lost, all those one-score games. Are we still talking about Daniel Jones in the same context if they lose all of those games or the majority of those games,
but
they don't go?
You know, but they did in negotiations. It's the bottom line. They were a 10-win team. They won a playoff game. First time that they'd won a playoff game since the Super Bowl. You know, so this is the reality that you live in. And I'm sorry, you can't – this whole idea that we hear all the time, oh, you don't need a great quarterback to win. Yes, you do. There are outliers. I get it. But that's no way to build a franchise, guys. Discount at quarterback and stock up every place else. That doesn't work. You're not going anywhere with Baker Mayfield. You're not winning with Baker Mayfield. I don't care how good the team around him is. So you get Baker Mayfield for $15, $16 million. Is it worth it, guys? Are you winning with him?
I don't think so. But now, a cautionary tale, though, is the Cowboys are in the same situation. Well, what are we going to do? Should we give Dak this money? You think that Dak is a quarterback that's taking to the Super Bowl and all the money he makes?
But they're a consistent playoff team. Right? Every year they're in the conversation, and they got screwed because they gave Zeke the money too.
Yep. And that's what the Giants are in the same situation, Don.
Right, but they're not going to make the same mistake Dallas made and giving both of them monster contracts.
We hope not.
I don't think they will. I don't think they're going to make that kind of mistake. But the quarterback, you just can't. Listen, I think we all kind of in the same boat with Dak. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I think he's very good. But, you know, it's not like the Cowboys have been a losing team. They've won with it. They haven't won one, but they're consistently in the conversation. And could, with the right weapons and the right coaching, Could he be better than Dak Prescott? Yeah, I think he could be.
I think he better be.
Well, yeah, he's going to have to be for the money that they're probably going to pay him, even at 40.
Let's go to James in Lake Grove. James.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's going on?
So I had an idea. I don't think he's worth $40 million either. What I would do is if I'm the Giants, I say, hey, here's 4 years, $38 million, yes or no right now. If he says no, what you then do is you publicly franchise Saquon, you call the Bears up, and you say, what is Justin Fields going to cost? I think it resets our clock for at least 3 years. And if he doesn't work out, you can draft another quarterback when his contract comes up. I think with quarterbacks wanting to make $45-plus million a year, they're going to burn themselves out where all of these GMs and all of these owners then say, I'll just redraft a quarterback every 4 or 5 years, and hopefully it works out.
But what's
you want to reset the clock for 3 years?
Can't
I mean, why would you want to reset the clock for 3 years? And also, Justin Fields is entering his third year, so you're going to have the same problem with him in a couple of years. And quarterbacks take too long to be great. They take too long to be great, Don. You can't just keep drafting a new quarterback and get him on a rookie contract. You can't do it. You have to keep a great quarterback. That's the only fly in the ointment here. Is this guy great?
But again, if they did offer him $38 million a year, yeah, they think he's pretty good. They think he's very good, and they want to keep him.
I think he's pretty good. I don't think they think he's
great.
If
they thought he was great, they would have done it already.
But my point is, if they think he's worth $38 million, then isn't he worth $40? But at some point, draw the line at $40. Or if you want to draw the line now, say, sorry, $190 for $5. Goodbye, good luck, or we're franchising you. I still think he's better off taking the $38 million than the $32 on the franchise tag for a year. But the fact that there's rumors that they offered him $38 million a year, Michael, they have a higher opinion of him than you do.
Yeah.
But your opinion doesn't count. Theirs does.
But in Michael's defense, they didn't have that opinion until very recently.
Yeah, they could have had him for 18.
They were unsure recently.
Right, so they gave him a year to prove himself, and he proved himself to this point. I mean, I still don't think the Giants made a mistake because they wanted to buy a year to find out what they really had. All they had was film on him. They didn't get a chance to get his hands on him, coach him. They dumbed it down for him with not a lot of talent, and he delivered. He delivered a playoff berth and a playoff win and some pretty decent stats for a team that didn't have a lot of talent. So he answered the bell. They think he's worth 38. So they obviously believe that he can be even better. So he bet on himself. I mean, obviously, the Giants bet on him. Let's see what you can do. And now they saw what he can do. That's still not a mistake, Michael.
Because in retrospect, it's a mistake. Because they're the experts. They're supposed to see through what we see. And they could not see this to pick up an $18 million option.
But how are you supposed to see it, Michael, when you didn't get a chance to coach it?
But they did have a long time before they had to do a contract or pick up. They could have spoken to him for a while.
But look at how they went about their business this year. Did it really look like, Michael, they had a ton of trust on him? It wasn't like he was throwing the ball all over the field. We said it was because he didn't have any weapons. It also could have been, hey, we're going to dumb it down here because we don't know if you can handle it. And as the season started to go on, he proved himself. You know, and now...
Listen, maybe I'm being hard on this because I keep saying they didn't make many mistakes. They were great. This is a mistake, though, because they're the experts. They have to see through the nonsense that we see. They have to see through it. He's the quarterback whisperer. He has to see just by looking at tape. We could do it with this guy.
Obviously, this is harder, Michael. I hear you, but what we've seen with Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones is that's apparently harder than we realize.
Yeah, a lot of people get it wrong
because everyone seems to be getting it wrong all the time.
But I'm saying that these guys don't get much wrong. This was one of the things they got wrong.
That is fair.
It's costing them.
That's fair.
Wrong doesn't seem fair, though.
Well, if they're paying double the money for the same thing, they got it wrong. That's bad business. In anything, right? I mean, if you had an offer to buy a television set, someone's like, I'll give it to you for $400. You go, I'm not really sure. And then Monday you go, you know what? That's the TV I need, but now it costs $1,200. You messed up.
Yeah, but did you get a chance to really look at it, or is it still in the box?
I hear what you're saying. That's the perfect comp, in my opinion, and you're right. Michael believes that at that job, you're supposed to be able to know what's inside the box anyway. Like, you just know.
Right.
A consumer doesn't know, but you worked for Zenith. You should know.
Right. We have to open up the back of the TV to check it out. the engineer from Zenith knows exactly how the thing is built.
But what are you looking at other than looking at film? You didn't get a chance to coach him, you know, to build an offense around him, you know, be able to work directly with him. You were seeing basically what anybody on the outside. Now you got a chance to talk to him a little bit, but did you really get a chance to work with him?
Yeah.
Find out if he can consume your offense.
Again, I'm hearing you, but Wayne Gretzky was greater than all hockey players because he saw the court. He saw the ice differently. Michael Jordan saw the court differently. These guys are geniuses, supposedly. They should have seen something to at least warrant picking up that fifth year. And listen, I'm being a phony here because we didn't think it was a bad move when they didn't do it.
Right, nobody
did. But
now
it's going to cost them another $22 million or more.
But doesn't that bail them out just a little bit? I mean, people that get paid to analyze, that are supposed to be the quote-unquote experts, former general managers that work for us, for Fox, for the NFL Network, nobody had a problem with them not giving him the fifth-year option. It made sense because you needed to see more.
Okay, so I'm going to be the bad guy here. All these so-called experts have the Giants as the 32nd worst team in football.
Well,
so they're clowns, too. They don't see what they're supposed to see.
Because you don't know how it's going to work until you get to see it for yourself.
But you have to see better than we see.
But here's the thing. Like, the Wayne Gretzky's a bad example. You could plop Wayne Gretzky into any system on any team. He's going to figure it out. He's the greatest to ever play the game. I need to know, can the quarterback understand my verbiage? Can he play under my system? Is he going to be able to understand what I'm expecting him to do? Is he going to gel chemistry with players that I'm going to bring in during the
offseason? Call up David Cutcliffe. His coach at Duke. What's this kid about? Can he retain information? Blah, blah, blah. Talk to Eli Manning. He was there. Blah, blah, blah.
Now, here's my question. Do you also end up looking a little bit sideways at Jones if he forces the issue this much? Like, do you really do? As much as everyone likes him, and he seems like a great kid, in terms of the Giant way and caring about winning, he, as you guys pointed out earlier, will jeopardize and in all likelihood seriously inhibit their likelihood at winning. By doing this, he will hamstring them so they can't get the pieces they need, and he'll have his money. Isn't that a little bit of like, maybe you're not the guy we thought you were? Because isn't Daniel Jones' whole thing, he's not the most talented quarterback in the world, but he's a great locker room dude, and he's a good guy, and he knows how to handle New York? Don't you think that if he hamstrings this team on his deal, that maybe goes against that persona a bit?
And also, didn't a guy like Gettleman, who couldn't get anything right, he picked up the fifth-year option on Saquon Barkley, and Saquon Barkley couldn't stay on the field. They saw something.
Yeah, but was that out of desperation to justify your second overall pick?
That's a good question.
Well, no. But yes, maybe, Don. But let's be realistic. Saquon had already given us the obvious tape we needed that if he was healthy, he was the top back in the league.
And also, Peter, along those lines, Daniel Jones gave you a little bit of positive tape. He threw 24 touchdowns his first year.
Yeah, gave you a little bit of positive tape.
I'm just befuddled and bemused by all of it.
Befuddled and bemused.
Yeah, I can't. I know I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but I can't wrap my mind around this. I just can't. Because, listen, I'm not Vince Lombardi, although I went to the same college. I don't see that on the screen in front of me. I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see what I see with other great quarterbacks. I don't see it. It's not jumping off the screen at me that this guy is great.
And I'm telling you, and the only way the guy's going to look great is if they're able to add pieces. If they have to keep him and let go of Saquon and not be able to go get pieces to make this team better, guys, his numbers are going to be the same next year. They're going to run the same offense.
And with a tougher schedule, Peter, they won't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, that could be, because let's be honest, we saw what happened when they went up against a real playoff team in the NFC.
Right.
It wasn't pretty.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know everybody, and I know Don and Peter, that Wednesday is Would You Wednesday.
That's right.
But somebody from Yes, a buddy of mine at Yes, gave me the greatest would you. I have to throw it at you right now.
Okay. Wow.
I can't save it for Wednesday.
I understand.
And it's dark, too.
Okay.
You go to a free throw line at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Full house. You have to hit one of 10 shots from the free throw line for $5 million. Standing behind you is a guy or gal with a loaded pistol. If you miss all 10 shots, they blow your brains out.
Wow.
Would you take that bet?
I can't imagine I'd miss 10 straight free
throws. But remember the pressure of the gun behind
Don,
you.
Don, you can't do it. You can't take it.
I mean, really? You wouldn't, Peter? I thought you definitely would.
Well, I'm like a realistically, I'm like a 65-70% free throw shooter. Realistically.
Right. Okay.
That I have never once taken a free throw with a gun to my head.
Right. You don't know.
I have so we're factoring in the real life pressure of the scenario.
Right. It's the seventh game of the NBA Finals times 1,000.
And how much was it again?
$5 million?
$5 million.
Not a lot.
Do I have to up the number then?
Don could quit this show.
Uh-huh.
And go get a contract with BetMGM for that amount in 1 year. Well, why is he shooting free throws?
Let's talk $20 million.
To me, it's not even about the amount anymore. It's about does the pressure kill you?
I don't know how I'd react under those situations. And you can't duplicate it.
Isn't this a good would
you? And yes. And by the way, you know why it's good, Don? Because Michael didn't come up with it. You see, it's actually hard. I think I pass.
Yeah, really? I think I do too.
Because your first reaction, Don, was to say, yes, I'll do it.
Yeah, but Peter makes very cogent points about the fact that I don't know how I'm going to handle somebody shooting me in the back of the head.
I know how you handle that.
Oh, just flop down.
But yeah, falling face forward and being dead.
My knees would be knocking.
I know, that's the beauty of this, would you?
But just think about it. Like, I don't know what my free throw percentage is, but like Peter said, he's like 65-70. That means you hit, you know, 6 or 7 out of 10.
Right.
So is it really going to go to 0?
That's so many layers to this. I love it.
I have Don, without a gun to my head, I would never, ever in life go 0 for 10. Never.
Never.
But in this situation?
No, they're not holding the cold metal against your skull, but you know you're
going to. No, that's what I mean.
They might as well be.
That's what I mean, though. What I'm saying is, in real life, if you and I went and shot around and you said, let's bet $100, I guarantee you're going to go 0 for 10. I even if I absolutely flopped, I'd go 2 or 3 for 10. But with a gun to your head, that's scary.
Graphics Joker goes, who knew that jigsaw worked at Yes?
Yeah, it's true. I didn't even know.
Well, think about it, everybody. Would you do it?
Marinate on it.
I mean, if you're going to talk generational wealth, like if you're talking about like $500 million,
okay.
You never have to worry about money again.
All right, would you do it for that?
Because then I think there'd be a ton of pressure, but now it's more worth it. Right? Because
can
now
you
you're talking
imagine,
about.
Imagine like you missed the first 9. You might have a heart attack before you get your brains blown out.
Oh, my God. That would be the worst.
Having the heart attack?
I mean, just that feeling of like, oh, my. Like, once you start out, let's just be real. you start out 0 for 3. Heading into that fourth shot,
oh,
you're already like, oh, boy. Then you get to 0 for 6, Don. You're starting to think about who's going to take care of Marco and Jalen. Oh, my God, I did, this happened. And it's a lot.
It's a lot to unpack.
A lot.
That's
would
what
you
the
do
Woodsy game's about.
Yeah,
no, I don't think I would. I don't think I would.
Well, okay, let me try one on for size. How about this, guys? A batting cage. Pitches coming in 70 miles an hour on the dot in the batting cage.
Right.
You get 10 pitches to hit what would be a clean, you know, base hit, line drive kind of hit.
Mm-hmm.
10 pitches. If you don't get one, if you get it, $10 million.
Okay.
You don't get it, someone takes that same baseball bat and just as hard as they can takes you right across the back.
They pull a casino on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you won't die from a baseball bat across the back.
But how confident are you? But the thing is, to me, at once you're an adult, hitting a pitch well at 70 miles an hour is much harder than a free throw.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that.
I wish there was some sort of comp we can use for the beach bash.
Hey, you know what, Don? Are you hoping that we can actually do something at the beach bash where you have to perform with a gun to your head? Maybe
no,
we can arrange that.
Obviously,
maybe
we can't.
That's our bet next year.
Yeah.
We can't do that. But it's like something really uncomfortable. And see how we handle the pressure. I don't know what we can legally do.
You marinate on that.
Don loves this stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's deep in there.
It.
Yeah.
He lives for it.
He'd die for it.
But he backed off, though. But you actually convinced him. I never thought that you had that in you. His immediate reaction was, yes, I'll shoot the free throws. And then you talked him down.
Well, I'm a wise guy, and not that kind of wise guy. By the way, if anyone's interested in a very smart sports mind, I just saw Bomani Jones respond to Jordan Ronan's tweet about Jones by saying, for how long? If I'm the Giants, I definitely franchise tag him before I go long-term at 40 per.
That's what Bomani said?
Yeah. Not doing 40 per.
Well, Ronan said that right now the Giants are at a number starting with 4.
Right. But would Bomani go 38 per?
My guess is the line is that 40 number is what makes people have pause.
I got to tell you, pause. Did you see a picture of my dog and I today?
Oh,
I
saw that. That was a best great photo you've ever posted.
Really?
You actually look like a happy, normal person.
Yeah. Normal is what came to my mind. Like, you just look. You didn't look like the Unabomber. You didn't look like you just woke up. You look like a happy guy.
Yeah, what's happening?
I just woke up.
What's happening then that you're so happy?
Yeah.
You never know with me. You never know what drives me.
It's the only picture that you took that represented where your life should be.
That's right. You should feel that way every day, yeah. the way you got life by the short and curlies.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.